Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House worked long and hard putting out a state budget in a timely manner this year, a balanced plan, and it has some interesting additions that are built into it this year, including a special grant program for schools to help improve safety. What are some of the details that folks need to know about this?
Well, school safety is one of our top priorities, and as part of the 2018-19 state budget package, we appropriated $60 million as a block grant program to allow schools to apply for grants to be used for a variety of safety and security enhancements. The program is designed so that schools have flexibility to use the funding for what they see as the best use for their schools. It's not a situation where the state's going to step in and say you have to use it for this purpose. The school could use it for school police officers, school resource officers, counselors, physical improvements to buildings, violence prevention initiatives, any host of things that they think is the best use for the funding. And the way that we set it up is every school district that applies will get an award funding through the program. So I think this is a very valuable program, and we're certainly very glad to support this appropriation.
And there's been a recent announcement of funding that comes from the impact fee that's charged to Marcellus gas drillers in Pennsylvania. And I understand it's good news for a lot of municipalities, especially in your area. What's going on?
Well, statewide, more than $209 million was collected in 2017 from the Marcellus Shale Impact Fee. The Public Utility Commission recently reported, and that's $36 million more than the previous year. You know, at a time when we hear from some folks that we don't have a Marcellus Shale tax, we actually do have an assessment in Pennsylvania, whether you call it a fee or a tax. This impact fee is being collected on every unconventional well, and a majority of the revenue is coming back to local communities where the wells are located. And our region is benefiting significantly from that by funding that's coming back to county and local governments. So to have over $209 million last year, and since the fee was enacted, a total of $1.4 billion has been collected. So a significant amount that's coming back and benefiting our communities.
Also, I know you have a lot of veterans in your district, and you have some veterans assistance availabilities coming up at your district office. What do folks need to know?
Well, I regularly host veteran service officers at my district offices in Kane, Countersport, and Bradford. Coming up on Monday, July 2nd from 1 to 4, Melissa Davis will be at the Kane office. And on Thursday, July 5th, Dan Falls will be at the Countersport office from 10 to 11. And on Monday, July 9th from 1 to 4, Melissa Davis will be at the Bradford office. So you can contact any of those offices to schedule an appointment with veteran service officers.
And there's some good news for anglers. I understand we're coming up on one of those few days that you can get out there without a license.
Well, annually, the Fish and Boat Commission hosts 2 days that are called Fish for Free Days, where you do not have to have a fishing license to legally fish in Pennsylvania. And the second day is coming up on Wednesday, July 4th. And you still have to follow all fishing regulations, but you do not need a license to fish on that day. So a great reminder for folks to get out and take part in our second Fish for Free Day.
And among the many pieces of legislation that was enacted here in June includes a local highway designation for Potter County, and it has to do with a natural phenomenon that your area has become very famous for.
I recently sponsored legislation to designate Pennsylvania Route 44 in Potter County from the intersection with Route 6 to the Lycoming County line as the Highway to the Stars, in recognition of Cherry Springs State Park and the thousands of visitors that it draws to the region each year. The dark skies at Cherry Springs are a great asset to our region, offering educational opportunities for area residents and drawing, as I said, thousands of visitors from across the country to the International Dark Sky Preserve. I think this is a great way to recognize the value of the park since the highway travels right through the state park, and I'm glad that we've gotten this signed into law.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.